This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's to answer your lawn and garden questions this morning. The number to call, 316-869-1330. That's area code 316-869-1330. You can also send your question via the KNSS Facebook page. Hey, good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Here we are kicking off another Saturday. I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend there at Stutzman's, right?
Oh, yeah, always do. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a fairly humid one, but a good summer day. Still not having actual temperatures over 100 yet, so that's always a big bonus. But, yeah, we got lots of different things happening out at all of our locations.
Now, let's talk about first about those delicious Colorado peaches you guys have available now. Tell us about those.
Yeah, and that is one of the new things we have at all the locations. We get fresh Colorado peaches in. It's kind of a neat deal. They're usually like picked and boxed on Monday, and we get them on Thursday and get them out to the stores. So, all of the locations just received our second shipment of those Colorado peaches, and they've been really good. I may have eaten a few of them, and, not only is it peach time as well, but starting to have some of the fresh local melons at all of the locations as well. There's a really nice round black diamond type seedless watermelon. We've carried those for quite a few years, and they have been pretty reliably delicious. And then the fresh Athena cantaloupes also coming in. So, all of those grown here in Kansas and have a lot of different choices now as harvest begins on a lot of our fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, there's nothing like biting into a cold, delicious peach, watermelon, or cantaloupe on a hot summer day. So there's your chance to pick up your supply at Stutzman's. And, of course, you've also got a great selection of those heat-loving plants, too, right?
We do. Some things are, your more traditional summertime plants, the vinca, the lantana, things like that. And, those are available in individual pots if you're building a container or maybe you want to freshen up an existing one. They're a big enough plant. They can go right in there with some other stuff and be able to grow and compete and thrive. Or, maybe those hanging baskets took a little toll in some of the weather we've had. And you want to freshen up, great ones of those, as well as the 12-inch, the patio planters, just the nice pot to sit out, lots of choices in those. But there's also some other things that are coming into season as well. great selection of the perennial hibiscus, the hardy hibiscus, and those are just beginning to bloom. Have a lot of varieties. Some are the traditional green leaf, and then a lot of them have a darker purple colored leaf, and then kind of a variety of reds and pinks and whites and swirls and combos of all the above for the flower color. But these are those large, you know, 8 to 12 inch flowers on them. So that's a great perennial for Kansas, very reliable. So a good way to get something in that's going to year after year give you some color this time of year. And then Echinacea, or the cone flower, we grow some of those for summer and just have brought some of those into all the locations. And then the other one, technically we sell it as an annual, but there's some really great Rudbeckia or black-eyed Susan. They kind of remind you sunflower-esque, but really great fall and late summer colors, those bright yellows, oranges, bring some browns into them. And those, like I said, we sell them as an annual. They are what is called a tender perennial. I've planted them and had them come back some years not. So, you know, we just call them, sell them as an annual. But, you know, if you clip the old blooms off when they're done, they're going to continue to bloom in that pot all the way and, you know, until freeze.
All right. They've got plenty, of course, of summer heat-loving plants there at Stutzman's. 316-869-1330, the number to call this morning. Now, here's a little pro tip. You want to get your call in early. That way you've got plenty of time to ask Jason your question. If you wait towards the end of the show, it might be more difficult to do so. So again, the number, 316-869-1330. Jason, I've got a question about inside succulents. Now, we know they don't need watering quite as often, but how do we know when they do start need watering, or how do we know if we've overwatered a succulent?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And it the timing amount of time between waterings is going to be a little different inside versus outside. But the premise and when it's time to water is really the same. Succulents, they're from drier areas, but there a lot of them also are from areas that do get occasional light rain, so it's not necessarily always a desert, just more of maybe a drier area. And so they've adapted. They have those thick leaves that hold a lot of water, so they don't need constant moisture, but they like to be watered, you know, fairly well. We don't need to just drench them to where there's no more ability to hold water in the pot, but a pretty nice watering. And then we want to let them go until they become dry. Like if I'm kind of touching the soil or poking my finger down a little ways, it seems dry. It's time to water them again. Where a cactus, they want to get to that dry point, and then they want to stay at that dry point for a while before we water them, where the succulents perform best if they just become dry. And, you know, some of the things, if you're not watering enough, you will see maybe a little shrivel look to some of the leaves, or like the aloes and a couple of the others get kind of a purplish green cast to them instead of their bright green. Those can be some indicators that we're not getting enough water to them. Some signs you might be keeping them too wet would be like some of the lower leaves bright turning color and coming loose and shedding off. That can happen with too much moisture. Of course, if we're chronically too wet, you know, then you get things like stem rot and other problems. But main thing, and that's kind of what makes them so easy, it's not quite as regimented as some of our other house plants that we need to water once a week, have some water come out. You know, the succulents, give them a good drink and just watch them till they seem dry. If it's another day or two, they're going to be fine. But, you know, a cactus inside, you know, it might be once a month that I water it as opposed to maybe every couple weeks with the succulent.
Oh, okay. Good information there on succulents this morning here on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Let's shift gears a little bit. I saw on your Facebook page a list of ways to attract bees to our garden. What are some of those, Jason?
You know, and bees are such an important part of some of our pollinating to get some of our fruits and vegetables, particularly things like a lot of people do the squashes, the cucumbers, the melons. Well, those have to have a pollinator. They have two different kinds of flower, so they have to have somebody get pollen from one to the other. Now, bees and everything will help your tomatoes and your peppers and all of that to pollinate, but they have both parts in the same flower. So, you know, technically wind and vibration, anything that shakes that flower around can cause pollinating without it. But, you know, bees, one thing, you know, bright colors, they like different colors, varieties of flowers and things to attract them to. You know, and some of the things, too, for our area, things that are kind of native to our area, and they may not necessarily be the wildflower variety you would see, but a cultivated variety of it are also very attractive to them. You know, things like the coreopsis, the coneflower, the echinacea. There's, you know, several things. If there's a wild variety of it around, you know, the cultivated ones that tend to flower more and perform better are going to be really good attractors for them. So, you know, that's another thing. Other things they like, I mean, because they find a food source and they go back and they tell the hive and more will come. Well, if you've just got a single flower here and a single flower there, they're not really going to think that's a food source that they need to tell everybody about. So, you know, having a big containers or multiple different things that might be flowering at the same time are good attractors, because once they start knowing to come look there, like I said, the hive will learn that there's stuff there, and they'll return a lot better to them as well.
All right, some great information there about attracting bees to your garden. You can see the complete article, great info there on the Stutzman's Facebook page. In fact, you follow them, like that page, you're going to get all sorts of great information there for your lawn and garden. Jerry has sent us a question this morning on the KNSS Facebook page, and he says, why is the foliage of my perennials wilting even though I'm watering diligently?
Yeah, and we see that on certain kinds of plants, especially things that tend to have bigger leaves as well. You know, first thing we want to check when we see a plant looking droopy, touch the soil, see if it's moist. And, you know, if you can detect moisture with your finger touching around, it's probably not dry. So more water isn't going to help. What actually can happen, you know, too much water, that soil gets saturated. We take some of the air out. You can run into some root problems and get some of that drooping. But the other thing I see a lot, and this is especially with these bigger leaf things, and the one I think of offhand are squashes in my garden. When it's really hot and bright sunny and they're out in the full sun, a lot of times when I come home, you know, late in the afternoon, the stem and everything is still upright. They haven't wilted, but the leaf is all kind of drooped down, and that is a protection method. There is less of that leaf getting hit by that really bright sun, and they're able to get through that heat a little bit better. And that kind of a reaction you can tell really quickly, you know, as soon as it gets toward sunset. It doesn't even have to be dark. Usually once that sun really starts to be less intense, those leaves will juice back up and stand back out. And so, you know, that's oftentimes a protection. So, I encourage people strongly, if something you've been taking care of regularly is looking wilted like that, make sure it is dry before we give it more water, because it may be fine and you're just seeing a stress reaction to the heat and the intense light.
All right, Jerry, thank you so much for your question this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden, a couple of ways to get that question to us. You can call us at 316-869-1330. That's area code 316-869-1330. And you can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page like Jerry has done today. So let's talk about our lawn here for a minute, Jason. If we want a little to no-mow lawn, what is the best grass to plant?
Well, you know, usually the slowest growing, lowest growing grasses are going to be your warm season grasses. Drawback to them, you know, once we have the first frost, they go brown until spring again. But, you know, buffalo grass, Bermuda, zoysia, a lot of those are, and, you know, they do still need kind of regularly mowing because they're really thick and they will grow up, but they're not going to be the type of lawn that when we have some of the rains we saw this week, all of a sudden is 4 or 5 inches tall in a few days. They get thicker and kind of get taller as a whole instead of individual blades that get so tall. So some of that can help. You know, it's oftentimes a little difficult to find good buffalo grass seed, but that really, if you're looking for just a nice lawn grass, maybe not, you know, the green golf course looking type, but a pretty nice green grass that doesn't take a lot of feed, is able to kind of thicken itself. That's really a good one to think about. It's kind of that same way too. It would be very difficult for it to ever get 6 inches tall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, our first house we had zoysia, and you're right, it never really got too tall. It just got really thick. And so that's when you knew you had to break out the lawnmower and get that thing mowed.
Yeah, and you know, in those grasses, that's kind of how they grow, is as much side to side as vertically. So they're very good at filling in damage and staying nice and thick, but you know, and they do still need regular mowing, but yeah, far less likely to, oh, I missed a mowing because it's rainy, and then all of a sudden they're going to be giant in height.
Right. Now, if we have a steep slope in our yard, what are some things we should consider to grow grass there if we want to put some grass seed down?
You know, one thing that's going to help quite, because the problem a lot of times with the slope is, you know, the water hits it and some of it goes down, but some of it wants to run away before it actually can soak in. So, you know, some things we can do to make that soil a little more porous, a little more able to take in some of that soil. You know, one thing that is helpful is aerating, and if it's a fescue type lawn, cool season grass, we'll do that, you know, September, October, but that process pulls these little plugs up and kind of opens that soil up, and as water and, you know, weather happens, those holes kind of collapse and fill in, and that you know, keeps that soil a lot looser, so we're able to get good water penetration there. If you have a more clay soil too on that slope, on its own, or even better, in conjunction with that air rating, incorporating some gypsum into that mix will help break down that clay and help keep that soil open, because the slope is, you know, it's always going to be the slope. And so anything we can do to encourage that water to get in there faster and easier, less of it is going to, run down to the base of it. And that's also another spot, you know, and the whole lawn this time of year, for the most part, as we're this hot, mowing it a little bit taller will also kind of help keep that thicker and kind of slow that runoff a little bit as well. So that's kind of the main thing, is just helping to keep that soil to where we can actually get it open enough that the water that hits it goes into the ground.
All right. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. Again, if you've got a question, 316-869-1330 is the number to call. Again, that's area code 316-869-1330. We're going to take a minute here and get a Stutzman's update from Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers. These hardy summer plants will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And you are listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here to answer your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330. Jason, the crepe myrtle is the Stutzman's plant of the month. Tell us again all about the crepe myrtle.
Oh, great plant for summertime. It's kind of right up there with the hardy hibiscus I was talking about, for a plant that's able to give you bold, bright colors and really love the heat and the sun that we have this time of year. They're a great plant. You can get one to fit about any spot in your landscape. We have, you know, types that are more the dwarf type. They might get 2-2.5 foot tall, maybe 2-3 foot wide. So they're a nice shrub size. You know, there's some of the more medium size, you know, 3-4 foot tall if you need a little bit bigger shrub. And then there's some like Dynamite, and there's a few other varieties that will regularly in Kansas get, you know, 6-8 foot tall. So if you really want, a big shrub in an area, there's ones that can work for it. But great plant here. A lot of times we'll give them a pruning in the springtime. You know, the little short ones we cut pretty close to the ground. Medium ones, you know, a little taller, maybe 8-10 inches tall. And the great big ones, you know, I may trim back those to maybe 3 feet tall, and they're going to get that full size again each year. But in Kansas, we tend to have a lot of tip dieback and some branch dieback from the winter. It's just a normal process with crepe myrtle, but doing that once a year pruning, you'll have these really nice fresh growth with really good blooms. And the blooms, a lot of different colors for them, big large clusters of bloom. And I've seen a lot of the really nice red ones blooming around right now, but there's pinks, lavenders, almost violet colors, whites. So quite a range of different colors that they bloom in as well. No real disease problems with them, and once they're established, you know, on their second or third year, they're fairly drought tolerant. I won't say never water them, but one that isn't quite as thirsty as some of the other plants. And then if we don't have a super early freeze, they have really great fall color, oranges and reds and bright yellows all kind of on the same plant. So, you know, you get a lot of time and interest out of them from, you know, maybe late June, beginning of July, some of the varieties start blooming, and then you'll have blooms on them for, you know, quite a while. They're still blooming now and will for quite a while yet, and then that fall color. So good perennial, gives you a good long season, no bugs and diseases, drought tolerant, likes the heat and sun. I don't know what more you could ask of a plant in Kansas.
Yeah, man. Plus, they're awful pretty as well, the crepe myrtle. Kevin has called us this morning with a question. Hey, good morning, Kevin. What is your question for Jason?
Hey, good morning, Jason. Hey, that crepe myrtle, that's also for folk medicine, phototherapy, as lemon flavoring agents in cuisines. Yeah, really, probably all the plants you've got there that's on your premises are really good for medicinal. But anyway, you mentioned something about the succulents. How much would you, I mean, let's just take a little house plant succulent. How much water would you put on there? Like, are we talking once a week, or are we talking like a couple tablespoons? Or, because mine always seem to like dry up. You know, you think you'd water them too much, and that's too much. And what do you think?
Are we talking maybe like a 4 to 6 inch size pot, maybe, or are we talking a real tiny pot?
Little tiny to 4 to 6.
Okay. And so the water is going to increase as the pot size increases because we want to wet that soil. But, I would think like a 6-inch pot when I water it, probably close to a cup. It's okay to have a little bit drip out of the bottom. Like I said, we don't want to just oversaturate it, but, you know, we do want to wet it all the way through. That also kind of helps make sure we don't get a salt buildup or anything. But the main thing is we want that surface to begin to dry in a few days, and maybe within, 5 or 6 days, we're starting to see it a little bit dry down in there, and then maybe by 10 to 14 days, we're dry a third of the way down the pot and it's ready for that watering again.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin, thank you so much for your call this morning. Jason, we just have a couple of minutes left here. Maybe let's talk about again what's going on at the garden centers this weekend.
Great selection, beautiful heat-tolerant plants. If you stop by any of the garden centers, you're going to see what kinds of plants you should have in your yard for this time of year with this kind of weather. So, stop by that, check out what's looking awesome. Maybe you need to fill in a little bit. And then, of course, all of the fresh produce, the peaches, the melons, all of that going on as well. So a lot of great things going on, and you may find some little in-store specials and things going on at some of the centers. So a lot of good reasons to check out what's happening out at Stutzman's.
Yeah, good weekend ahead to Stutzman's, see what's going on there and enjoy some of that great produce, the watermelon, the cantaloupe, the peaches as well. You've got a garden club people can join. Tell us about that.
And that would be a great time to mention that, because you can sign up in store, or if you go to Stutzman's.com, you can click on the link that says join the garden club. But what that is we take your email, and once a month we send you out our newsletter and some great tips, things that we should be doing that time of year. You mentioned our plant of the month was crepe myrtle, so all of the tips and tricks with it are in there. And then also you would get advance notice of any sales and specials we have. So be sure to join up for that garden club. We'll have the new edition coming out late next week.
All right. A lot of great incentives there to join up for the Stutzman's Garden Club. Jason, wonderful information again this week. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Hope you join us again next week. Until then, have a wonderful weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.